Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. We're on your podcast. We're on your smart speakers. And
we're presented everywhere.
By Progressive Insurance. Open your window. You'll be able to hear us wherever you are.
Jay.
So, Key.
What's happening?
What up, baby?
I forgot to tell y'all, at that party I was at on Saturday.
What happened?
It was a dude that was 7'6".
Oh.
Yeah, I ain't never seen somebody so tall in my life, man.
Welcome to my draft.
Oh,
welcome
my God.
Welcome to my draft.
BS. His hips was right here.
Imagine if he was great at basketball and in the draft you're in.
This cat, I walked into a gym when Bill Duffy, my agent, was like, yeah, I want you to meet the guy I'm representing too. I walk into a gym. This dude, you know, like the Mike and Ike drill, you know, where you take two balls and you lay one with your right hand and you grab the ball, you lay it with your left hand. You know that drill, Key?
Yeah.
This man was dunking the damn ball and his feet weren't leaving the ground.
Man, I ain't never seen somebody so tall, Max, in my life, man. You know me. I'm silly, so I'm like.
They did me dirty.
I'm just looking at him the whole way. His hands was like this, twice the size of my. It just didn't even.
Some
it
dudes,
was just like.
Some dudes
make,
also play tall, like the height plays up
then,
somehow when you
but
see
wait,
him.
Wait, OJ. Here's the kicker. The kicker before I go. He couldn't play dead the cowboy.
Oh, big waste of tall.
Oh, man, big for no reason. I was like, ain't nowhere in the world. And all I kept thinking in my mind is, how could he ever fit in a car?
You know, I feel so bad for those people walking around extra tall. People like, did you play basketball? They're like, in the NBA,
no. But he plays.
Oh, he does.
He plays, but not in the NBA. He's like, you know, but if I'm that big, I'm playing in the NBA. It ain't nothing to talk about.
But you ever see a kid where somebody's really tall and people start in their own mind, they go, they're like, you play in the NBA? The guy's like, no. They're like, overseas? No.
You know what percentage?
College?
You know
no,
what percentage?
High school? Yeah,
do you
yeah,
drive
high
a truck school. For a living?
What
you know
doing?
The truth? Like, this is a real stat. Like, the percentage of 7-footers in the world playing in the NBA. Like, if you're 7 feet, just by being 7 feet, you have a better than 10% chance of playing in the
Max,
NBA.
Max, if I'm 7 feet tall, I'm an all-star, man.
Yeah, right.
Period.
Right. If you're 7 feet, you should not be on the bench.
No.
Man, no.
You can't go nowhere.
Oh, better yet,
world.
I'm going to be on somebody's bench.
Wait, how big? So he had big hands, or was he a 7'6 guy with small hands?
No, his hands is huge. I put mine up against his. His was a little bit bigger than mine, but his mine got big hands. His was huge, though, man.
Yeah, you got mitts,
and thick,
man.
And his was, oh,
stop
man.
Saying thick all the time. Jeez.
What? Why not? It's a description. It's a physical description.
No.
All right, Max, move along.
I don't like it. Go ahead, Max. Well, transition that, Max.
Transition
that.
Let me transition this. You know who could use some thick hands after some of the beef he's had? So the Bucks guys take a 3-1 lead on the Bulls.
Who Max, have you no, need to write a transition book.
Who have no answer for Giannis. You know what Giannis had, Jay?
What?
Are you aware of how many points and rebounds Giannis had in this game?
The best player in basketball?
Is he the number one player in basketball?
I mean, I think that's unquestionable.
No, really, I wouldn't say he's undisputed. I would say he's got a claim to the crown.
You tell me
throne.
Who's more dominant than Giannis.
I don't know about dominant, but him.
Yeah, 32 MD, and 17, KD, man. That's easy.
LeBron, 32 and 17.
No Chris Middleton. You didn't
no
see them
Chris
struggle,
Middleton.
Did you?
That's right. Grayson Allen is the guy who could use some thick hands, I think. People just want to take a swing at that dude.
For real, I do.
Yeah. He's like, let me sign. I'll co-sign it.
There's some players out there, Key. You just kind of want to fight.
He was booed throughout the game, still gave him 27 points. By the way, here's what's interesting. The Bucks fans practiced booing him.
Here's my thing if you're a Chicago Bull fan like myself. The dude who took Alex Caruso out on a fast break, broke his wrist, is a dude that gave you buckets in Game 3 and Game 4, that gave you 22 in Game 3 and gave you 27 in Game 4. Key, we talk about identity sometimes, and here's what frustrates me. I want a mean guy on this team. I look at this team and I see Vooch, I see DeMar, I see Zach. I'm not giving him a max. We'll get into that later. Like, I know Lonzo could have been that guy if he were there to a degree. But you want somebody who just commands a presence on this team that says, we ain't going to let that happen. Like, that can't happen. We may lose, But that can't happen.
That's what I'm saying. No, not and before you even got there, I was going to say the same thing. Him, he's not going to score 22, 27. Nah. So I'm going to make sure it's personal now. Every move he make, I'm going to be right in his hip pocket. Every single move is personal, and I'm going to make it personal that way. Just because you did something back in January to my teammate, not only that, I don't like you. I don't like you. That's I just don't like you.
Exactly. I don't understand, like, why are players these days, it feels like they're so afraid to draw a line in the sand. Like, it's playoff basketball, man. We talk about Joel Embiid with the hurt thumb. Do you know what the Miami Heat are going to do to his thumb?
Right.
Every time he gets the ball, slapping down on, hey, yo, this is the way the game is. You know what? Your team allowed us to have reports that your thumb was hurt. It got out there. Okay. You playing? Part of the ball. Part of the ball. So, like, there are little things that you reckon. I don't understand why the Bulls wouldn't.
So let me get okay. So let me get all this straight. Okay, what we think about this? Okay, number one, Grayson Allen, you can't let him beat you. You can't let that dude beat you. He knocked Caruso out in January and with the wrist and everything. You can't let that guy go off. His teammates are practicing, booing him in practice just so he gets used to it, right? And he should get used to it. And they let him do it. Okay, that's number one.
They probably wanted to boo him.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's like, hey, let's tell him that. We have to boo him to get him used to the boos. Just an excuse. But meantime, it worked, and he went off. Giannis went off. What can anyone do with Giannis, guys? Is there anything anyone can do with Giannis?
Well, everybody talk about the best player in basketball, and I know I said it. So we'll get a chance to see that at the next level. When the Celtics beat the Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks take care of the Bulls, we will see that colossal matchup. And we've talked about before, people have built walls to stop Giannis. We'll see the best defensive schemer, one of the best, Ime Udoka, head coach of the Celtics, scheme with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams, who is back, who will probably be the primary defender for Giannis, and Al Horford, all take their shots collectively against the best player in the world.
I was going to say, this is why when Jay says he's the best player in the world, he's number one, no doubt, I'm saying – yeah, maybe he's the best player in the world, but the title's still up for grabs. Like, it's not undisputed.
Not up for grabs.
But to me, Key, he's got to beat what Jay just said, a great defensive team like the Celtics.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to get at, Max. I was about to say, not only him, this Coach Bud now has to figure out how to get other people like Jrue Holiday and Brooke Lopez involved to a point where it's going to lift some of the offensive pressure off of Giannis, because much like Jay said, kind of know what the Celtics might do with the same recipe, sort of kind of that they're doing with Kevin Durant. Is now you know that. You know going in, this is what they did to KD to eliminate him. Now they're going to try it with our guy, given the fact that Chris Middleton is sidelined, and now Jrue Holiday has to a little bit to relieve some of that pressure away from Giannis. But if Giannis, like you said, Max, gets through this, like somehow kind of navigates his way around it.
Mark this down, my peoples. You heard it here on KJM. We were the first show to talk about Steve Nash and some of the questions around his coaching and combating strategies. Last year, before the Milwaukee Bucks won it, I was one of a few people to talking about Coach Bud and some of the schemes. Now, they got it done. There are a lot of questions around schemes. We're going to get a chance to see where Coach Bud is scheme-wise against what Boston's going to throw out.
Budenholzer, like you remember him with the Hawks, and they won, I think it was 60 games, and they got swept. It was swept 4 or 5 games in the first round, right? It's like, oh, wait a minute. But then, it's because he doesn't have the horses. He's a great coach. Popovich tree, great coach. If you give him the horses, he can do it. Then he had the horses in the with the Bucks, and in the playoffs, they kept coming up short. One thing I did notice about him last year was during the regular season, they didn't have as good a record. That's because he didn't have Giannis always initiating everything, right? Like, they were trying different things to get ready for the playoffs, and I think it worked, but you still have questions about them. You know, that was one time, the Nets were hurt.
Their defensive strategies in the finals, man, were not good. I mean, they weren't good in how they were guarding Phoenix at all. Phoenix kept spacing them out. It was a very hot topic last year before they won a championship. A lot of people were questioning the schemes of Coach Bud.
This is Keyshawn J. Willimax, presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Speaking of MVPs, now, Giannis got two. Will the reigning MVP, that's the Joker, be able to get another win versus the Warriors? Plus, The NFL draft is this week, and there's a new prospect out of Minnesota that's getting a lot of attention. Next on ESPN Radio and SiriusXM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Yeah, Jay's running the point. 5J observations.
Let's get it. I like that.
Shoot the J.
Shoot it. Here we go. Number five.
At five.
The tackle herd around the world, Key. Obviously, there's been a lot going on in Minnesota, but the spatial awareness of the security guard was off the charts the other night. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see it, but a protester tries to run on the court, and before she even gets a foot on the court, the security guard comes from the blind side and literally levels her, taking both feet off the ground and pins her to the ground. I've never seen this before, but it was incredible. Incredible. It was like a reality show to watch in real time, Max.
How dare she care about the world?
Oh, that's number five.
The Timberwolves, by the way, the Timberwolves are 3-0 when a protester runs on the court during a playoff or play-in game.
What? Uh-oh.
Stats incredible. They need more protesters.
More
brought
protesting.
To you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life.
Glenn Teller. Just have him keep doing it, Glenn. Anyway, moving on. Number four.
At four.
Your guy, Yates. I really feel like the legacy of Joel Embiid, it's a huge opportunity for him. Ligament issues in your thumb. Everybody knows it. People are going to talk about James Harden. Will he step up? Of course, he needs to be a different version of himself. Not the pass-first guy with Joel having this injury, but will Joel Embiid play through injury? How will he play knowing that he's injured? It's playoff basketball now. I give him a lot of credit. Haven't heard a lot from him this year. He's been the guy saying, hey, Ben Simmons hasn't been there. This is my team. MVP caliber.
By the way,
year.
I heard Ben Simmons heard about the injury and said he is going to get the surgery now.
He's going to
get
the surgery.
Yeah, Ben Simmons will get the
Joel
surgery
Embiid.
Now, and yes. So he can't. He's not available for the Nets. He's getting Embiid surgery
But I'm
now.
Saying Ben Simmons doesn't come back and play game four in a do-or-die situation for the Nets. Joel Embiid is playing for the 76ers, but how will he play knowing that he's injured? Has a chance for him to elevate how we think about Joel Embiid even more, and that speaks volumes. That's number four. Number three.
At three.
JTT. Jason Tatum time. I've been saying this since the playoffs are about to start. Where does Jason Tatum fit in the hierarchy of the NBA? Hey, man, look, against KD, he's been the guy guarding Kevin Durant. He's been the guy having 30-plus against KD. KD didn't guard him last game. Jason Tatum might have surpassed KD in the hierarchy of the NBA rankings.
Oh.
I'm saying that now.
But we're getting back to that.
Starting to
you just said it. It's yours
the conversation.
Now. It's yours.
I'm starting to post. Actually, Paul Pierce posed it.
I'm just
picking up on what Paul
it's
Pierce has said. I'm just saying that's
the
number
truth.
Three. That's number three. Number two.
At two.
Giannis, the best player in the world. I mean, look, he's the most dominant player in the game of basketball to me. Obviously, what he's doing against the Bucks doesn't matter if that's Patrick Williams, Vucevic, they don't have anybody that can guard him. Now, the Celtics have the best scheme defensively probably in the entire NBA between Al Horford, Robert Williams, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. I think Jason Tatum might be one of the best two-way players in the game along with Jaylen Brown as well. Guarding him we'll get a chance to see whether Giannis is the best player in the game.
I can't believe you went way out on a limb and said Vucevic can't stop Giannis. You're a boy. I don't know about that, Jay.
All right, give me other players that can stop Giannis. Vucevic. I'll give you an opportunity. You got 5 seconds. Name me five other players that can guard Giannis, Max Kellerman.
Well, it might take five players to guard
there
Giannis.
There you go.
But it doesn't matter who I say. But now he's going to have to overcome a wall pretty soon.
Doesn't matter who I said. And number one.
And running point.
The Ben Simmons rule. Listen to what Stephen A. Smith has to say about Ben Simmons. Play the sound.
I feel bad for anybody who was his teammate. He quit on LSU. He quit on the Philadelphia 76ers. And now he ain't showing up for the Brooklyn Nets. We can point to all the excuses, all the rationale behind it that we want to. I do recall, despite him not playing, he still filed a grievance to collect $20 million that he has not earned. This is one of the most pathetic situations that I've ever seen in my life. He ain't going to war. He ain't going in the octagon. He's not going in a boxing ring. It's pulling teeth to get this man to play basketball. It's pathetic. It's sad. And at the end of the day, when the NBA gets in the collective bargaining table and they go after the players in terms of a pay-for-play stipulation in the collective bargaining agreement, it's going to be called the Ben Simmons rule.
Spit hot fire.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Yes.
I know this is really going to chap your ass. You ready for it?
Yes.
I want you to look at the TV screen.
Yes.
I want you to see the lamb green jackets. I want you to see the shades. I want you to see the chains.
Like LL Cool J back in the day.
I want you to see
He should be wearing all those chains.
I got the microphone right now, Kayshawn. Nice. I have it. The New York Knicks outfit. We're questioning whether this man wants to play or not. You're not questioning what kind of style he wants to wear at the damn game.
Thinking of a master plan.
He's
how about playing basketball?
For a $20 million grievance. What are we doing? I want to see some competitive fire. I want to see you say, you know what? You need 5 minutes in a do or die game four. I'm going to give you at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But all these outfits, and I know I'm being petty.
Man,
you're damn right, Key. I'm being petty, Key. I'm being petty. You go on national TV and you say, it's easy to insert me back into the lineup. I know how to do it. But now you're saying it's a do or die situation, and I defended Ben Simmons against Stephen A. Smith. I'm players first 90% of the time. I fought for him. I even questioned Doc Rivers and all the playing styles that he had, saying, oh, it's not all on Ben Simmons. A lot of it is about Doc Rivers and his rotation, and they give him an 18-point lead. I defended him. I can't defend this. You see Kevin Durant came and look at this dude on the sideline. He's dressed up like, where are you going? To a red carpet in L.A.? I'm worried about you playing this damn game, let alone what you're going to wear to the game. I can't.
They all dress nice, man. It's basketball. They got money. They use it.
Key. He got the gold chains on like LL back in the day.
They all do that, man.
I got a gold name plate that says, I wish you would.
Y'all really breaking this man's wardrobe down and contributed that to the fact that he ain't even playing on the court.
He needs a gold name.
Y'all need to stop.
I wish he would, too. I wish he would get out on the court and play.
Yeah, man, the dude got back issues. If he got back issues, he got back issues. Why would he give $20 million away to the NBA if he can get his money? Who does that?
Key, you're right.
You going to give it back, Max?
Key, no doubt. No. Hell no.
No doubt what?
Hell no. I'm taking that $20 million. You're never seeing that.
I'm just saying.
But Key, let me ask you something. Let's cut through all the – don't lawyer up. You know what I mean? Like, you don't be devil's advocate because I hear you and you can be right on the technicalities here. Big picture, though. You know what Jay is saying, what Stephen A. is saying, what the angry New York fans are saying. There's something there where the cat ain't showing up.
Okay, I'm not going to lawyer up, Max. Would I like to see Ben Simmons play? Absolutely. But I also understand when you have something wrong with you and you can't go, you can't go. I don't think he's deliberately not trying to get on the court. I don't think he's deliberately leaving
this.
Kevin Durant and him hanging.
Key, if he were your
he is
team,
a basketball player.
Jay, real
they want to play. Jay Will ain't played basketball in 100 years. We getting ready to whoop their ass in June.
Here's the one problem. Before it was a physical issue, he checked out on the Sixers, right? And that was based on what the fans were giving him for missing free throws and then for not wanting to take the ball to get to the line.
Checked out at the end of the year. He didn't want to go back to Philadelphia.
And he's never been back since.
But also, He had back issues. Those back issues was going on in Philadelphia.
Key, let me ask you this question.
This ain't the first time he had back issues.
I hear you saying, Key, if you were his teammate, if you were on the Brooklyn Nets and you saw him like that every game, but you saw him out there practicing, how would you feel as a teammate of his? Like, I'm going to ask you, as a teammate, my man.
See, when you start bringing practicing in.
I know. I'm not talking about – I'm just saying, just take away all that. As a teammate, though, as a teammate, how would you feel about it?
I probably wouldn't even pay him no attention, to be honest with you. I'd go out there and do my own damn thing. I'd look at him and be like, he ain't here. Ain't nothing I can do. Can't help the club in the tub. And I'm going to do my own deal.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to will my own team to victory because that's just who I am. I'm not going to pay attention to what Ben Simmons is doing. Ben Simmons got to worry about his own self and get his back together so he can join us. Until then, if I'm KD and Kyrie, I'm going to will the team to victory, and Ben Simmons can stay his ass on the sideline for all I care.
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Bigger disappointment, given all that. Lakers or Nets? You were saying, Jay?
So much to unpack. I mean, you just said. So much to unpack. Because I know, Key, that's Key saying, I ain't looking at your ass. I know what I got to do.
You ain't here.
If I'm waiting on Ben Simmons to feed me, Jay, I'm a star.
That's what I'm saying, Keith.
But they shouldn't be waiting on Ben Simmons.
You know what the problem is? Championship teams, they're always – this happens in boxing a lot, right? When a fighter who loses always has excuses. And the reason no one wants to hear it is there are always excuses you can look for if you lose. Championship teams get through stuff like that. Vaccination, their star player doesn't want to get it, can only play in half the games. Either he gets it or he figures out a way when he comes back. The guy has a bad back you traded for, but he gets out there and gives you 10 or 12 good minutes of defense. The star player, KD, is getting locked down. He has an issue with his confidence, but he comes back with a big game. Championship teams have character. And while individually you might say, well, that guy has character, as a team, this team has not shown character.
I just say I'm the guy who's been on national TV backing up this team, Kyrie and Ben Simmons. And all I'm saying right now, Terry, there's no excuses. No excuses. And, Max, you talk about championship teams have that. It seems like this team's mascot shouldn't be the Nets. It should be lack of awareness. Between what Kyrie said the other day and then with everything happened with Ben Simmons, like, why even put him in that situation in the first place? Why would Ben Simmons even doing a national interview saying it's easy to insert me into the – why even put yourself in that position if you're not going to play?
Well, I wouldn't. See, in football, man, Jay, the cameras wouldn't even be at practice. You wouldn't even see him warming up. The cameras wouldn't be at practice. You wouldn't see him shooting around, nothing like that. A lot of it falls on the Brooklyn Nets because they gave the impression that there's a possibility that this young man could play, so people got excited. Everybody thought, oh, okay, he's going to play. Cameras wouldn't even be in there at all. And I don't know the NBA rules. I know the NFL rules. You kick their butt out when we take the field.
I'm just saying, even with the Instagram post by Ben Simmons where he had his feet on the ground on the court, like with the emoji of blowing smoke out of the nose, is like he was going to come and it was time. You're like, why are you, if you're having mental issues from before, why are you setting yourself
also,
up if you're not going to hoop?
Also because his back was sore. He said, now listen, I've had herniated discs. I can tell you I've never experienced anything like it. It debilitates you and changes you forever, right? And I get thinking, oh, wait, my back's sore. It could go out. But you know what happens if your disc goes out? You wait, and it goes back in. Like, if he's dealing with this issue now, this is going to be ongoing anyway. So
yeah,
you know
yeah.
When you risk that? When your team is backed up against the wall and they need you. So what? Your back is sore. Maybe the disc herniates and it's on its way anyway. And then you rest up. You rehabilitate. You get surgery if you need to. Kevin Durant played on a bad Achilles. And they tried to make some stuff out of it's not an Achilles, it's a calf. And then his Achilles popped, right? Now, that was a bad idea. Someone should have saved him from himself, in my opinion. But he went out and at least tried. Ben Simmons has yet to show, like, at least have your corner man say,
but
live to fight another day.
He's
the one
Max,
saying he wants to give up.
Full speed is different than shoot around, Jay. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
People call shoot around practice.
Understood.
They call it practice is that. It's not the same.
Yeah.
But it gets to a certain point, Key, where you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, who am I? And I know for me, if I'm 6'10", I may not be able to go 90%, but me going 50%, getting a little bit of a stop, passing the ball, driving to the rim, doing something to show that, yo, it just feels like for but Ben, hold on. It just feels like for Ben, a lot of things have been about him, right? He doesn't feel comfortable in this Philly situation. I get it. He wants his money. I get it. He wants to be traded, get out of there. I get it. I just want it to be about something bigger than
when
him.
When the Knicks beat your Lakers, Key, in 69-70, and Willis Reed limped out of the locker room, right? Everyone remembers that, right? He limped out of the locker room. And, you know, he only hit two jump shots. That was it.
Max, he didn't score 30. Right?
No, he dropped. He hit two jump shots. But the point was he inspired his team because he went out and tried.
Oh, God. You guys.
John J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. I tried to sell Key. It didn't work. It's time for some – by the way, you can tune into ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. Available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Again, I'm asking, bigger disappointment, Lakers or Nets? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Guys, you ready to take some calls on
– love to.
We thought it was going to be Nets-Lakers in the finals, New York and L.A.
By the way, the Joker got you a game. The Joker got you a game. Can KD and Kyrie.
Yep.
Think about that.
Get you
the Joker got you a game. Can KD
plus
and Kyrie get you a game?
They should be up in this series 2-1 right now. Let's be – come on. They should be up in this series 2-1. They're down 0-3. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bigger disappointment, Nets or Lakers, Kathy in Tennessee?
The Lakers. The Lakers have been a dominant team – for years. This is the worst team ever, and it starts with the general manager. I feel like the Lakers should have gotten rid of the general manager. It just wasn't a coach. You allow a player to come into L.A. land and make our team the worst ever? We had the oldest team in the NBA. How did they expect them to win? They were the worst. It's disappointing. They don't deserve to wear purple and gold. None of them. They deserve to wear some other color. I don't even know what color it is, but not purple and gold. They do not represent the city of L.A. at all.
Okay. Kathy must be from L.A. to move down to Tennessee.
Sounds that way to me, Key.
Yeah, me too.
Of course, the Lakers have been sorry for – once they undid the Chris Paul trade, that made them sorry for about 5 years. I mean, they have had a lot of down seasons.
Wait, this is great. We got more callers? We got any more callers?
Yeah, we got
a
tons
lot of
callers.
Yeah, let me hear some more callers.
Tyrone in South Carolina. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN
Radio.
Yeah,
what's up, Ty?
Look here. We beat up Baker Mayfield, and we know that man's shoulder was all jacked up. He played hurt. He didn't play good, but he played hurt. Ben Simmons has been on a hiatus for the last 2 years, and he's talking about his back hurt. All right, it may be hurt, but at some point, your teammates want to see you try. Mm-hmm. Now, you can go out there, run down the court, and say, I can't go no, but they want to see you try. Mm-hmm. Some point, that man's got to act like a man, get out there, show somebody something, or he's going to find himself getting the league minimum on his next contract.
Preach.
I'm out.
Preach.
Well, he missed one season. He would miss this year, and that was it. And you can't tell a dude if he hurt or not. Baker Mayfield is a basketball injuries is totally different than football injuries. Okay, so Baker Mayfield throwing shoulder was not messed up, so he was able to still throw. I mean, it's
getting
a little
tackled
bit different.
By 300 pounders.
But it's a little bit different.
Ben
though.
I done been out
there with broken bones playing in football. It's different though. The dude got a herniated disc, man. He's got to run up and down the court. He's got to jump. He's got to turn. He's got to twist. You can't tell that man tolerance for pain. Y'all don't know that.
That's the point.
If you're not sure
about whether you can go or not, then why say anything?
That's a different conversation, Jay.
Tyrone said that so convincing to me, and the way he said it, he's like, even if you can't go, get out there and try. Your teammates need to see you try at least. That's what we're talking about. Y'all are right.
Y'all gonna drive me crazy. Seriously.
We've already done
told
that.
You.
How you gonna make a man get out on the court and a dude cannot run?
I'm not making him do anything. We just like to see somebody say, hey, you know what? Like, I want to be there for y'all.
Nothing can make him do it. $20 million. Doesn't matter how many millions, how many teammates, what chance.
There we go.
Doesn't matter what. Nothing can.
You know this. Key, I'm just saying, if that dude was in your locker room and you know he can help you make a difference or not.
If he can't go, Jay, I cannot preach to you enough, baby boy.
Key.
If he cannot go, we can't make him go.
No, Key, I hear you. You're right. But does it sound that way to you? He said, yeah, I practiced, and then my back was sore the next day.
Here's what it is. I have practiced before, and something came up. And it was like, you know what, man? I don't know.
Chris in Tennessee. Tennessee. Chris in Tennessee, got you, Key.
Hey.
What's that?
Good morning.
What up?
What's up, Christopher?
Key loves to make excuses for Simmons. I'll tell you, I have degenerative disc disease for 30 years. I ended up retiring from GM after 35 years. I've had tons of shots, 30, 40 of them probably. You know, don't make excuses for the man. I've lived with this disease, and you can work with it. He has been stealing money from this league for over 2 years. He's a joke, and I'll tell you what, the league also has only had 5 players in the whole league make 82 games. It's a joke.
I understand Chris has some medical conditions and issues. Probably ain't the same as playing in the NBA, though. I understand working at a plant, picking up heavy machinery and doing
real
certain
labor.
Things. I respect that.
No crowd, no money, no nothing. Labor.
But it's a little bit different in the NBA, in the professional sports, when you're injured.
Key, yes. My biggest point, Key, is, and I get what Chris was saying. I'm not all the way there. All I'm saying is that there comes a moment where as a teammate, you look at your teammate, and you got a pretty good assessment of who you think that dude is. And right now, when you look at Ben Simmons, I think everybody has a pretty good assessment on where they think he is.
That may be true, Jay.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go away from he's injured. He probably can't do it.
I think there's a lot of skepticism, Key. You're right. If he really has herniated discs like the way I got him, there's no way to even move. But I could tell you this. I couldn't do what he was doing. Couldn't even do that, right? On a good day, I couldn't even stand up, pivot, like any of those things. He is able to do what I just saw.
I hate y'all, man. Y'all.
He could try and get out there for a few minutes.
But I hate you guys because, Jay, you know damn
well. We love you. I know why you hate us.
No, you need to stop because you know playing 4-on-4 is not the same as the intensity in a damn basketball game. You know that, boy.
All I'm saying to you, my brother, is if this is you and I, you and I have had some real talks about our, like, Jay, this is what time it is. This is what time it is, Jay. All right, buckle up.
Yeah,
put your Kobe Big Boy pants on. But, Key, there gets to a certain point where you're tired of hearing excuses.
You
just want to see results.
I understand if he was a teammate. I get all of that. He's been, every time you look up, always going, no, he ain't going to play in Philly because he's scared of Philly. Blah, blah, blah. Well, he got a back issue. Okay, we're going to wait. I get all of that. But he must be hurt. He must be hurt.
No, see, you're saying must be hurt. You're saying must be as though he deserves the benefit of the doubt. And most people read it and go, we don't give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, they don't give you the benefit of the doubt because of what happened in Philadelphia.
Okay.
But don't do that, though. That's not fair.
But even if he is hurt, is it unreasonable to ask players at this time to play if you're somewhat hurt?
By the way.
If it's sore. He didn't say my disc was slipped out. He said, I'm sore.
Yeah.
So you hear sore, you're like, everybody's sore.
I would play, but I have a Charlie horse in my calf.
So
I can't go.
Quiet. We got to go to break.
All right. How much longer can the excuses continue?
Y'all playing Bob
Not for Ben Simmons. For Dak Prescott.
Whoa,
playing One Love.
What a transition.
That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. If he don't do nothing, he's going to ball, huh? Has Dak been balling is the question. Dan Orlovsky is with us now.
What up, D.O.?
Good morning, Dan.
What's up, boys?
What's happening, man?
What's happening? What's happening?
What's up?
I fly out tomorrow, mid-morning or something like that.
I'll see you at
dinner. Driving in this morning, I was listening to Keyshawn talking about another man's hand size. It was alarming.
Yeah, I know. Every time.
What? Thick hands.
It's weird. See, and the word thick just makes me awkward. Dan.
Makes you awkward.
Yeah, you said he keeps saying thick. Keyshawn's stupid, man.
So Dak said he's feeling good about where he is headed into the season, Dan. He said this before the Children's Cancer Gala, in which he was named an honorary co-chair with Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
Roger Staubach. Passed the torch to the Cowboys' current quarterback. What are your expectations for Dak this season, Dan?
Yeah, Dak's going to have another very solid year. I still think that there's two issues with their offense that directly correlate to Dak's performance. Number one, their offensive line is not what it used to be. There are question marks at left tackle, left guard, center, and right tackle. So that's never good for any quarterback. And we'll see if they address him in the draft. And then two, I do believe that they need another offensive weapon, at least. You know, obviously moving on from Amari Cooper with the trade to the Cleveland Browns, there's a little bit of a hole there. Michael Gallup's going to have to get healthy. But, you know, this is where, you know, we go back to two off seasons ago and Dak Prescott and how much money the Cowboys were going to pay him. And you had to ask yourself, is this guy good? Is he really good? Or is he one of those five or six guys that can completely carry our football team when we are a little bit depleted in the depth of talent that we can have since we've allocated so much money to him? And I think this is really the season that we start to kind of get that answer. I'm hesitant to say that he is that guy. I've always been hesitant to say that he's that guy. But we'll have to see how the Cowboys handle the draft to see how much we can depend or how much the expectations for Dak and his performance are risen.
You know, Dan, he is that guy, right? This year, right now, as we sit in April, he's the guy. Come September, October, November, December, as the season wears on, he may not be that guy because the honeymoon period is going to be over if Dak Prescott does not put this team on his back. And you talked about the money. Yeah, people had reservations about the money. The Dallas Cowboys didn't. They gave him the money because they felt that he could be Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach, no question about it. But he's yet to prove that and show that. He's had some great moments at times. Look, the offensive line, okay, there's excuses there, right? Lyle Collins leaves, Connor's gone, but they still feel like their offensive line is good. You talk about the skill position players and CeeDee Lamb is there. Michael Gallup, they just paid a bunch of money to because the medical staff in Dallas is the best in the National Football League. They feel he'll be back at 100%. Dalton Schultz is there at the tight end position. We know what they have at the running back spot. The core group of offensive players are still there. Those luxury picks that they had on offense is no longer there like Amari Cooper. There's no excuses for Dak Prescott at all, in my opinion. This team is either NFC Championship 50-yard field goal away from losing or Super Bowl appearance, or it's going to be a lot of people have to answer to Sean Payton next year, in my opinion.
Mm. And the only thing, Key, too, is I don't place the Cowboys in that top four or five teams in the NFC, candidly. I still believe it's the Rams, it's the Bucs, it's Green Bay, it's probably New Orleans as well with those two first-round picks. I think two things about Dak that, again, last year he comes off of that gruesome injury and he gets somewhat healthy throughout the offseason, so he doesn't really have that offseason. And then he had that setback in training camp. How much did that really impact his overall play throughout the season? And then do the Cowboys do something in the draft that, you know, gives them another difference maker offensively? I mean, let's be honest about the Cowboys' offense as we sit here today. Who is their real difference maker? CeeDee Lamb's a good receiver. I don't think, and Keem, maybe you'll disagree with me, I don't think he's proven to be a difference maker just yet. Ezekiel Elliott is a good player. I don't believe we view him as a difference maker anymore. So this is an offense that has gotten older and has gotten lesser talent-wise. I will go back to this. When that happens, I watched Lamar Jackson do it last year for like 12 weeks. They were depleted. He was the best player in football and carried them to the number one seed. I've seen Matthew Stafford do it. I've seen Aaron Rodgers do it. I've seen Tom Brady do it. I've watched Justin Herbert do it. I watched Joe Burrow do it. When your team is a little bit depleted, can you be the reason why you consistently win football games?
And we'll find that out this year because that's what he's got to do. Last year was a little bit, like you said, a little bit of a figuring out period. The figuring out period is over with. Okay, you got the luxury of sitting around and having everybody making excuses for Dak Prescott a year ago. That won't be the case this year if they get off to a bad start or they all of a sudden get bounced to the first round of a wild card or a divisional round. They've got to get to the NFC Championship game or else it's going to be
what? Or else they're going to switch up the coach. To me, he's got year of runway still before then. If Sean Payton comes in, now it's going to be, okay, Dak, you're in year 7, year 8. You got Sean Payton. What are you going to do? But I promise you people will make excuses for Dak this year if they come up short. They will make excuses for the dude. People have decided he's good.
I mean, depending on what happens draft night, Max, I think the Eagles are the division favorite.
Yeah, it could be. Bold proclamation from Dan Orlovsky.
Bring your credit card tomorrow, Dan. You're paying for dinner.
Nah, I'll get declined.
Why Kyrie Irving should not have said the quiet part out loud. That's next on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're back in a matter of moments.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.